Fred Film Radio, il cinema ritrovato, Bologna, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Il Cinema Ritrovato in Bologna, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Neil McClung. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi.
Pleased to be here. You're programming a strand here at the festival that is called?
It's called A Sunday in Bologna.
Right, which, correct me if I'm wrong, you've co-curated with Alexander Payne.
That's right, yes I have, yeah, with Alexander, yeah.
Just very simply, the first question is, tell us about the beginnings of this idea and how the idea came to you.
Okay, basically, Alexander and I first brought Alexander to the festival here in 2012. 2013 actually. He'd invited me to Telluride in 2012, and then my kind of return was for him to come here. So that's kind of how we first got together for that. But with this particular strand, we were here in 2015, and once we'd both returned home, I emailed him and said, you know, we really should collaborate on something for the festival for 2016. And I had suggested to him something around Scandinavian film noir as being, I thought it could be a good area to explore. It's not really been done here before. But he was not having any of that and was not keen. He was very keen on doing a collaboration, but just not that subject. We left it at that point, and then a week later he telephoned me at home and said, I've had this dream. He said, where the dream said to me we should do something about Sunday. And I was a bit taken back. It almost seemed a bit David Lynch, Twin Peaks type dream. And, you know, but the more we spoke about it, it just sounded like a great idea, really. We both love People on Sunday, the film, which we couldn't include in the main part of the festival as it had played in 2011, and part of the criteria for the festival here is you cannot show something in the main part of the festival where it's played before. So we didn't include that, although Gianluca was very kind to agree to screen it in the Piazza on Thursday, which is just gone, so it's kind of in the program in a sneaky way. And basically, that was kind of where we went from there, really. We started then looking at films with Sunday in the title, and when we actually looked at that, there are just so many. I mean, I think our initial list was like 60 or 70 titles. I think it was quite incredible that there really is that many films with Sunday in the title.
It's fair to say that it's a well-represented day.
It is. I think it's probably the most represented day. Yeah, it certainly is. We pitched the idea then to Gianluca, and Gianluca loved the idea, and we were all set to do it for last year's festival, 2016. Alexander and I had this list. And this list, as I say, I think initially was about 60 or 70 titles, and we realised that was just way, way too big. Gianluca agreed for us to do the strand, and that we were looking to do it in 2016. But then Alexander got the financing together to make a new movie, and the new movie he's making, called Downsizing, is this huge $75 million budget sci-fi movie, and his biggest film to date. So that took him out of the picture.
Sci-fi movie,
but yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. So that took him out of the picture for doing it last year. So we postponed it for this year when we hoped he would be here for that too. The unfortunate thing is, and he's completely heartbroken and gutted about it as well, is that his film is now in the very final stages of the final cut. And this week in particular, he's with the composer to score his new film. So he's away. He's got a premiere of it in the next couple of months, so he has to get that nailed down. So he's gutted he can't be here for that.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah. First of all, I'd like to say that I did attend the People on Sunday screening, and it was amazing. So anyone who hasn't seen it, check that movie out. It wasn't the first time I saw it. It was a special screening. It was really an amazing experience. Second of all, you mentioned Scandinavian film noir, and there's a strand here at the festival, an Iranian film noir is kind of genres, not quite thrillers, you know, stuff that hasn't been seen. Well, maybe we'll talk about it later in the festival with some other guests. But now, as far as this strand is concerned, to give a better idea to our listeners to what this program, this strand actually has in store for its audience here in Bologna, could you maybe mention a few titles?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we kicked off this morning with Luciano Emma's Sunday in August. And Luciano Emma was friends with Alexander. They both knew each other. And Sunday in August is Alexander's favourite film in this strand. And, you know, it was a nice film to start this morning with. It was very light. It's very funny. And it's, yeah, I think it kind of does sort of set the mood for the day. So I was glad that was the first one we kicked off with. Now we've got Squandered Sunday, which is by the Czech female director, Drahomira Viranova. Apologies for probably a poor pronunciation. And that's a completely different film. She went to film school with Vera Chitilova, and the filmmaking style is quite similar of that period. So completely different contrast to
the Czech New Wave kind of.
Complete, yeah, from the Czech New Wave, that's right. Screening, we've also got some shorts in the festival as well. The one this morning, we had Dan Drayson's film Sunday, which is about a group of folk musicians in 1960 in New York who protested about not being able to play music in Washington Square. And that's a great little short film. Just now, we've just screened Jack Tati's Fun Sunday. Coming up, we have a couple of wonderful Polish films, one in particular which is rarely seen, called Sunday Pranks by Robert Glinski. That was made for Polish television in 1980. Screening with that is Andrzej Munk's One Sunday Morning, which is a beautiful little documentary film about a bus ride around Warsaw. Then later today we have the British film It Always Rains on Sunday. And then we have the Czech movie Gustav Makati's From Saturday to Sunday, which is made right on the border of from silent cinema to sound, and that's quite an incredible film. And we close this evening with Sundays and Sibel, which again is a very poetic, very beautiful movie, and a nice one to close the strand with.
There's a lot there. There's a lot in there, and I really wish I could watch every one of the movies that you mentioned. But maybe I will catch up with them. But is there any Sunday movie that you wish could have been in the program that you can think of off the top of your head? This is kind of the uncomfortable question of the interview.
That's a good question, and it's interesting because since I've been here already, people have said, "Oh, well, why have you not included this, or why have you not included that?" And I mean, yeah, we had to include six features, really. That was our allotted amount of films. So getting that list down was tricky, and there were some that didn't make it. I mean, Sunday Bloody Sunday was one. Saturday Night Sunday Morning was another one that we looked at. God, I mean, there were so many. There was a very good Greek film called, I think, Memories of a Sunday Afternoon. There was the Tavernier film, Sunday in the Country. Yeah, so there were so many that, you know, could have gone in, really. But I think in the end, we were quite happy with what we chose. Yeah.
And also, I think what's great about this strand is that so many of these films, they're not very famous. So the great thing about Il Cinema Ritrovato is that it introduces people to some films that hadn't been heard.
It does. I mean, I think that's a key thing, is to, you know, bring in some movies that, you know, maybe not be that well known, like the Polish film, which was made for television and probably hasn't been seen by that many people. The Czech film is screening now, whilst the film itself probably, because of its Czech history and how it was made, is probably more famous than the film itself. And it's things like that. Plus, you know, there are a couple in there, like the British film, which I'm sure most people know, but equally, a lot of people probably haven't seen it on the big screen, so that's another nice opportunity.
Completely, yeah, absolutely. Some films, I mean, I, if it was up to me, I'd watch every film on the big screen, so I think that's also important. That's just kind of a side note. But as a final question, because we are almost out of time, just a little comment on this wonderful festival, and I've kind of taken to asking people that I'm going to, decided to ask people I'll be interviewing at this festival about their first memories of Il Cinema Ritrovato, and their first, you know, when they first fell in love with the film here, or something special that happened.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I've been lucky enough to work for this festival since 2010, so I've been involved with it for many years, although this is my first actual strand in the festival, and I've done more behind-the-scenes stuff for them. In terms of discoveries, there's been so many over the years, and often it is something as simple as, you know, seeing a film that you might have seen on DVD at home, you know, but perhaps with the distractions you have whilst you're at home, you're not fully immersed in, you know, in actually watching it. And it's not until you come here that you see that film again, almost with like a new pair of eyes, I think, and you know, you can appreciate it. And I guess, you know, examples, I mean, I think one of the first experiences I can remember here was going to the Piazza and seeing Nosferatu, and that, I think, was the first year I was here. And whilst I'd seen that film so many times on the DVD or on television, you know, and it's been restored so many times, seeing it here in the Piazza with, you know, so many people and with a wonderful score, you know, it's hard to, you know, forget memories like that. Yeah.
I just want to thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.